Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain market is it's very, very quiet, kind of chipping away at stone and corn and beans to be a little lower. But I got to tell you, beans being quiet and chipping away at stone is not a typical bean market. Usually beans, if they're going to break, they're not going to leave doubt to your imagination. That said, beans still have awfully good demand underneath them, and they have a little uncertainty about talk of frost freeze potential in September. It may be that the beans are trying to keep a little bit of support here in case we're looking at a little weather premium. Time will tell. But we've been looking for a derivative of an 84-year cycle low. We felt it should come in August this year, and this is our last chance to have it for this year. And so, therefore, we feel it might be in, but the market's got to prove it. And so having done that, I would have to say that when I look at this market, I've got to think we have a market that's certainly trying to put a low in. We're falling right down into its no-cycle window for corn and beans. But tomorrow is the end of the month and, of course, first notice day of delivery. So elevators that are holding DP and basis contracts are forcing those producers to make a decision what they're going to do. And that's causing a little bit of selling here to occur, and that's creating a little weakness in this market. That, too, is also probably being commingled with funds being sellers as well. But funds are growing a short position here and a pretty good-sized one. So time will tell. But we're kind of seeing a similar situation as to what we saw a year ago. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.